speedbuilders.com.
What was the name of the organization sponsoring the cat show?
The Southwest Cat Association.
How long have you been a member of this organization?
Ever since I inherited this cat from my aunt. Must be about 5 years now.
You say you inherited the cat. What was the circumstance that prompted this cat to be in your possession?
My aunt left the cat to me in her will. She died at the age of 90. She had been in the cat business since her husband died 20 years ago. Her cats always won lots of honors at the shows, and this cat was the best of the litter of her most famous cat, one that won Best Champion in shows many times, and eventually had enough points to become a Grand Champion.
What breed of cat is this?
It's called Balinese.
Is that anything like a Siamese?
They are similar, but this breed has long hair.
Is there anything unusual about the shape or size of their ears?
Not really.
Could you briefly describe the incident that brings us to this deposition today?
The judge was in the process of judging this class. All the cats are in cages behind the judge, and he judges one at a time, examining them on a table. The other cats were waiting their turn. My cat was in a cage right next to Mrs. Baxter's cat. Her cat leaped up over the top of the cage into the cage of my cat and attacked my cat viciously. Before anyone had time to separate the cats, my cat had been scratched all over its face, and blood was coming from one of his ears. Now he has scars that will mean I can never show him again.
What did you do next?
We took our cat to a first aid station in the building where they cleaned his wounds.
What did the Baxters do with their cat?
They seemed to have disappeared, which was probably a good idea. If they had been anywhere near, I'm afraid I would not have acted very kindly toward them or their cat.
Did you report this incident to anyone?
There were lots of witnesses around at the time, and they all offered to tell the board of the association exactly what happened.
Was it obvious before the incident occurred that these cats were not that friendly toward each other?
I had noticed that the Baxter's cat was pacing in his cage and seemed to be growling at my cat.
Did your cat make any movements or strange sounds of any kind?
He was always an even-tempered cat, but he did seem a little anxious, and I just thought that was because he knew there was some strange people around.
Are there many cats of this breed in the United States?
I really haven't been involved with this cat business very long, so I really don't know. I had never really heard of them until my aunt got involved with them, and I have never seen any of this kind since. All I know is that this cat had a great pedigree and would have made us a lot of money since his first time in a show he had done so well.
How old is the cat?
I guess you could say he is still just a kitten. He is 7 months old.
How long has the cat been with you?
He was 2 months old when we got him.
If this is not a common breed, how many cats would be in each class?
Usually no more than 7 or 8.
On the day of this incident, were you in the judging hall prior to the event in which your cat was entered?
Yes, I took my cat into the arena earlier in the day to get him accustomed to the surroundings.
Let's go back to several months before this competition. Do you have any other animals in your household?
No, unless you want to count some tropical fish.
How did you prepare your cat for the competition?
Just like humans, it is important to have proper nutrition and exercise.
Would you say your cat was totally comfortable being in the cage during the judging period?
I don't think any cat really likes the cage, but my cat was particularly disturbed by the Baxter cat being on a rampage in the next cage.
Isn't it true that you have had difficulty handling this cat ever since he has been in your possession?
I don't know what you mean by that. Cats can sometimes be as challenging to train as children.
Isn't it true that your cat was known on several occasions to escape from your yard and roam the neighborhood?
What does that have to do with the fact that their cat caused permanent damage to the facial features of my cat and has caused him to be withdrawn and fearful of being out in public?
I'll be asking the questions, if you please. Now, was it true that your cat did get out of your yard on occasion?
Well, yes, but there's nothing so terrible about that. We were always able to get him back just as soon as we noticed he was missing.
Isn't it true that the other cat in question here is living in a neighborhood fairly close to your home?
Yes. I didn't know that when I moved there, or I would have moved somewhere else.
And isn't it true that on one of your cat's escapades, he forced entry into the territory of this other cat, that is to say, he crawled over the backyard fence into the backyard of the Baxter house?
Well, that may be true, but I think it is a little harsh to make it sound like illegal entry or forced entry. It is, after all, just a cat, not someone who broke a window or forced a lock.
Are you aware of the number of times your cat invaded the Baxter's backyard?
Oh, I think just a couple times.
Isn't it true that the encounters were not exactly friendly?
Since I wasn't there, I couldn't tell you what happened. Cats are naturally curious, but it is common that when two strange cats meet, they are likely to size each other up for a while.